Wow, not going to cry.
We both singing the bottom note.
You know, yeah, but I
can't.
You
know,
on a regular night, I could hit the high note, but tonight I'm on.
Yeah, my voice is out. I always do the bottom note with that song though.
You know, when I was speaking of high school earlier, when I was in high school, they called me Little Philip Bailey because my falsetto.
Oh, you love that high? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You go up there. I told you got to work your way up today. You got to get.
You got to work your way up. You can't just jump up there.
Athletic vocal exercise. You can't just run in there. You just did a whole sprint and just got a crap muscle.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Well, you know, hey guys. Hey, you know what? If you listen to Dansby Sturdivant tomorrow night, he'll teach you how to get up there. His show is 7 p.m.
He will.
Vocal tips. That's the bomb.
And he is a professional.
Taylor,
I'm
going
to have to go Google his credentials because y'all really believe
it. Oh, you tried it? Oh, you tried. I guess that was all.
Dansby Sturdivant is a professional.
I'm sorry. You need a Dansby. You got a whole. Listen, I'll send it to you.
And then email. His credentials so long, we got to do a whole show about it.
Now,
I couldn't even tell the people on his whole bio why he was here.
Yeah,
you know what? You don't even gotta look up his credentials. All you gotta do is listen right here on Studio W. Download the IMDb app tomorrow at.
Haley, download that app so you can listen and learn something tomorrow. It's 7 o'clock. What'd you say? What is it? 9 p.m. our time. 9 p.m. Central time.
It's 7 o'clock. Yeah.
On the IMDb 2 app, Haley. Yeah, if you already have it downloaded, listen in and listen in how he teaches his vocal lessons.
That's right. This is a professional.
You can learn how to sing and do better in life. Are you busy? Are you booked out here, Kelly Price?
Yeah, I'm busy.
You booked out here?
Yeah. I can't believe. Are you questioning our credibility, Haley?
She's mad about the Prince thing.
Guess what? I am too.
I'm mad about it too.
That doesn't discount that he is brilliant. He's brilliant, but I was out of the station, so I need
you
to verify.
Some cookies and calm down.
I need to verify the information. So there's no way in the world. Nobody's going to tell me that Prince is a better singer than Michael Jackson.
Listen, you had a professional. This man has worked with Tina Marie. He was recommended from a jazz legend. You hear me?
And he has won the highest
by somebody else because he's that good at what he does.
He's great.
A professional vocal coach. Said Prince was a 9 out of 10. Deal with it. Accept it. Hear it and receive it.
Little Michael Jackson from the Jackson 5. That was a singing little boy. And he is a 10 out of 10. He's out singing everybody. But Dansby's reasons were that as Michael got older and his voice changed, he didn't sing the same, and he overcompensated for that. So those were his reasons for rating Prince higher than Michael Jackson. We were talking about adult Michael Jackson, not Jackson 5 Michael Jackson.
I was listening to basically Michael Jackson had the shaky Parkinson voice when he got older.
You know,
he's gonna move on real quick because I want your opinions on this because we don't run smooth out of time. We can talk about this. Stark, y'all didn't get your opinions in on this Roseanne topic, but we go to the universities, man, out here pulling these Joanne Scammer things out here, like a bunch of them. We get
to let me just say, as a Howard alum.
I was going to wait and do that one last. We're going to go to Columbia and Harvard.
Last?
Get that
Fine,
out of the way.
Let's start with Columbia
we're going to do that
Harvard.
Last. Okay, I have a story pulled up on my phone, on here. Hold on a second. I'll pull it up. I just saw that one you sent me because I didn't hear about that. But, yeah, hold on a second. Give me just a second. Go ahead and talk about the Columbia University one real quick.
So, basically their allegations now. I'm not sure exactly where, but Columbia University, apparently there's been a $350,000 financial aid fraud or scheme, or, you know, where people have been, or someone has been, has stolen, not has been, has stolen $350,000 of financial aid money and used it for their own personal gain.
Oh, wow. Y'all go ahead.
I think it was four, I think it was four, maybe four students. They got this money, and then one of the workers in the financial aid office made it, who made it possible, she got money as well. So five people.
It was $350,000.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's the difference. These Caucasian, I'm pretty sure it's a Caucasian school, ain't it? What's the word? Ivy League school.
Yeah, Columbia.
Columbia.
Yeah. And that's what I like about it, because when somebody embezzle money, they like quickly like start the charges. Why? We'll get to that. We'll get to this Harvard situation. This just lets me know it's some whole other stuff, but we'll go ahead with. But yeah, that's what Matt Rackety for Columbia University. We're gonna move on to who was it? Harvard University.
Yeah, Harvard.
They out here doing some stuff. My God, everybody out here taking money. They so-and-so $110,000, says Harper administration's accused of embezzling $110,000 meant for disabled students. Y'all mad raggedy for this, because y'all, they use that money to buy gadgets and sex toys. Y'all are here being disgusted with disabled students taking money from the disabled to pleasure yourselves. And half the people, who is this? Let me see. It says somebody... Meg DeMarco and a coworker are accused of stealing. If this is the person here, you look like you need some toys. Whoever this is with this face. Ugly. Because your behavior is ugly. Stealing from the disabled. All y'all raggedy. I was so disgusted by this story. But it says Harvard Law School. It says these two people resigned after a new budget manager discovered. That's what happens when somebody new come in. They're like, hold on, where is this money coming from? And they found it, and they reported, and they started a police investigation. They automatically, that's what I'm saying, they automatically, Harvard, another school, went to the police. They ain't fired nobody. They did a whole investigation. It says immediately the budget manager went to the police to investigate this. So we're going to move on to the one. You go ahead, EB, and Howard University.
Oh,
we'll go to that one next.
See, this story, honestly, since the allegations have come to light, it's been difficult because I have, like, I just remember always knowing I wanted to go to Howard University since I was in the seventh or eighth grade. I was like, I want to go to Howard. I want to be a journalism major. That's what I want to do. And I know people who have not been able to finish their education at Howard because of financial aid and problems where they were not able to pay tuition or meet this bill or that bill. So that's why when the story broke about Tyrone Hankerson Jr., who has allegedly gotten, what, $450,000
or $429,000? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of financial aid, working in the financial aid office. That's why it was like a blow to me, because it's like, to me, Howard is, and I know it's the nickname, but Howard is the Mecca. Like, that is home. That is why I am who I am today. That is why I strive to be who I am. And for someone who works in the financial aid office to, and not just him, because apparently it's a conspiracy where there were multiple people. I think they said a couple people were let go last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just for that to happen. And, you know, the Howard's campus is full of so many different people from so many walks of life. You know, you have the rich, you have the poor, you have the black, you have the white. It's just one of those things where really, like, out of everything you could have done, out of everyone you could have stolen from, you steal from people who are here to get an education so that they can get ahead in life. That hurt the most. And then there was a Roland Martin interview today. Roland Martin interview. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody watched it.
I saw it.
He was talking about how he was in fear for his safety going to class. And
he should be.
There was no harm in taking pictures on Instagram. And he got friends in New York. And, you know, he bought all his stuff on a, you know, a discount.
Talk about he paid $7 for some socks.
Right. It's ridiculous.
And his lawyer with that bad shape up. I believe what he said with that bad shape up. Good.
His lawyer is the worst, and they're trying to. I think it was something with the president of Howard, where they were trying to put the blame on him.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the way it seemed in the interview. They were trying to put the blame on the president, and I'm not saying the president is without blame, but I think they all. To blame. I think everybody, and like Kulin, like you alluded to earlier, how come when it's at, you know, not an HBCU, right, thank you, charges are immediately pressed. Well, those people know how to cover their asses, you know what I'm saying, like that. I think we, when we're wrong, we like to play the blame game, and we like to toss it around, well, maybe it's your fault, maybe it's your fault. No, charges should be pressed against all of them, in my opinion, because they're all wrong.
First of all, there's so many holes in that interview. He shouldn't even did that Roland Martin interview. Because first off, he asked him, like, basic-ass questions that he didn't even get to root. That's why I don't like Roland Martin, because he's such a pseudo-intellectual, such a pseudo-self-righteous.
Well,
oh, I can't stand him.
What I didn't like about his interview.
I don't like nothing about
asking,
it, because he didn't ask no real questions.
Asking questions without... open and I like when you ask a question with an open end answer because I want to know where the person stands on whatever issue. Roland will lead you to an answer. Well, do you think this or do you think that? No, let them incriminate themselves because that's what they'll do if you let them speak. But
he did.
His interview skills are just not there.
I didn't like it because it was people responding saying that, oh, man, I believe this dude. That's why I'm saying that because he didn't ask him no real questions and you got people out here thinking that he telling the truth. I saw so many holes in his story. For one, he said something. I quoted it from the video. He said, I think it's important to know that the article alleged, for one, the number is inaccurate. He said, secondly, they are saying this occurred over 4 years. So I think that the perception of the story, he said everybody has ran with that. And he talked to himself in third person, said Tyrone did this thing, and it's simply not true. This is the main point I wish he would have said in here. It said in here that Tyrone, he was awarded from a scholarship $22,683 from the scholarship, and it says labeled as a mock trial scholarship. And it says sources had, this is from the Medium article, and they also lied, the lawyer lied about that because he said they told them to pull that, and it's still up here because I'm reading
right.
Exactly from the article. And it says sources have been involved with the mock trial, including past leadership, say the team has never awarded a scholarship of that amount and wouldn't even have that in the budget to accommodate a scholarship of that amount. And it has a screenshot of the money in that amount they're talking about, it says from the former student employee from 2013 to 2014. That's what he should have asked him about because he said that he didn't get all that money. That he kept, him and the lawyer kept putting emphasis on $200,000 that he was awarded in scholarship. But they said they don't even give out that amount. That's why whoever it was that pulled up all this stuff, of people taking money, they said they don't even get money like that. And he's saying that he got that money because his parents, I don't know nothing about that, of how it works. If your parents, something, I guess they're elite status or something, they don't have to pay money. I don't know. If y'all can inform me on that, I don't know what he was talking about with that. But He was saying that's where the 200,000 was coming from.
My parents definitely had to pay, and I ain't never received no lump sum of financial aid, nor anyone that I know who's ever received that much. I mean, now, it's normal. You know, you receive a little bit of money, so you flexing. So you might come to campus and you got some new shoes, maybe a new pair of jeans, maybe back in that day, you know, when I was there, a CD player or an iPod, you know, something like that. But not no mink, not no Range Rovers. Like, that's excessive.
And man, when he came in talking about the Instagram, when he asked about the Instagram post, and he talked about, you know, in D.C., we pride ourselves on the way we look and all that stuff. He's like, people may assume that I have a lot of money because my clothes, but they could be, like, $12. Like, nigga, you lying. Like, you have a mink coat that costs over, like, $2,300. Stop it. You got on, like, Dolce & Gabbana and Gucci and stuff. Stop it. I was ready to punch you in the screen when you said that.
Being on campus at Howard is like being at a fashion show. I will admit that. Because everybody wants to look their best. But I ain't never seen nobody look like that on the
financial aid. Dude's taking trips.
Yeah.
He's taking trips, all kind of stuff. And then it says on here, him and his lawyer kept saying while was their name being him. It was actually two other. It was another guy name released. He was a aid director. I forgot what his name was because I would have mentioned it, but the aid director. It says he accounted for 43% of it was a whole total with the school. They fired six employees. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's coming up on criminal charges, but I'm just guessing his name was brought up because he doesn't work there at that student aid anymore because he's in law school. He's still at Howard University because he said he's going to graduate in May or something like that, but I'm guessing
Tyrone
that's why, because if he was there, he probably would have been fired. That's what I'm guessing. But they brought his name up because he don't work there no more. And so they were just looking through past. When it said on here, they said that it was so much money. They saw all that money being distributed out, and which makes sense because if you got this name of this finance, this scholarship, it's easy for you to keep getting that money if you're the one that... Does he, like, can he take that money himself? Like, just take that money to him? Is that how it happened? Because it says
I mean, you work in financial
aid. It was one for, like, $21,000, $5,000, $6,000. They said some of them don't even get about, the average is about $5,000, maybe $1,000 to $5,000 for that kind of money.
It's also funny, like you said, that he doesn't work there anymore. Now, Tyrone just graduated in December, and now we're finding out about all this stuff. It's no way that this has been going on for as long as it did, especially when they said that they had a couple employees who were fired last year behind this. It's no way that it's all just coming to light now, and people are just noticing
that,
now.
The person said that. And they brought that up in the video. They said that the person, that the, what's his name, the doctor, what's his name, the one that they said is, I'm trying to find it in the article. They had pulled up. They said that they'd known about it since May 2017. Oh, yeah, President Wayne Frederick. It says the administration have been aware of this fraud. Yeah, Frederick, and the administration have been aware of this fraud since at least May 2017. And it says... unclear whether the university has reported the theft to federal authorities. It says it's unclear if the university has reported the theft to federal authorities or worked to recover any of the stolen money, which makes sense because if all these people involved, if it's higher up, the person alluded in the article that the person that had the sources for all this said it's way more people than this. So this lets me know that it's people in the higher up and probably the president of Howard University that's involved in all this scandal. Because how the hell are you $9 million in debt and a million of that is people misappropriating funds? What sense? That doesn't make any sense at all. It's not y'all $9 million in debt and a million of that people misappropriating funds. But yet, no, that lets me know they're all in cahoots with this. Because who knows what they did, why that $8 million, why they're in debt, and they're blaming it on the students not paying tuition. And I don't buy that shit. I think everybody involved with that, whatever money's missing, everybody's involved with it, and that's why no charges or anything. And that makes me know they're guilty, because they said, well, if I'm guilty, then why ain't no criminal charges been brought up since May 17th? Dummy, because the people at higher end, the people that's higher up than you,
everybody
is involved with it. Everybody's involved in it. So it didn't make sense. And I just want to make it clear to the people listening in that just because people involved with embezzlement, you don't have to be have criminal charges brought up on you for you to be guilty of embezzlement. Because I know a lot of people that have embezzled money and they didn't go to jail for it. Because either they gave the money back and got some kind of deal going on where they couldn't go to jail, because it's from billing companies, people stealing people's bill money that paid a certain bill, like say it's a cable bill or something. I don't want to say who it is, because it's people that know the story. I don't want to like specify what it is, but say it's a cable bill and you owe $200 and you paid the $200, but that person embezzled that money. And it so happened to be your money they took with the embezzlement. And you're like, hey, why are my bills paid? And then you have, like, maybe 200 people saying, hey. And then they follow the trail and realize this person taking account for everybody's money and stole the money. It's people that done that. And they stole over $100,000 of people's money. And it happens in churches because it's easy for them to get away with it. Because it's a – dang, I need to take it. That's why we got to get drinks on this show, because I'm about to run out of air talking. Hold on. It's people at churches that embezzle money. I know for a fact, because I've seen the books on some of it, of some of the stuff of people just taking money because they're allowed to write checks for certain things that they need for church, and people embezzle, like, thousands of dollars, and nobody said anything. You know why? Because they were all family and friends. So I'm just saying. But go ahead. People don't get criminal charges don't mean they didn't do it.
I'm going to say this, and this will be the last thing I say about it. My biggest worry is that this, if anybody is familiar with HBCUs, I still think they're very needed. But if anybody's familiar with the story of Morris Brown College and how they lost their accreditation was through financial troubles and misappropriation of funds, and I do not want the same thing to eventually happen at Howard, because there's already so many financial problems going on. There's already problems with administration and the change in administration. I don't want this to affect the university as a whole or HBCU culture, because Howard is one of the biggest HBCUs, is one of the first that people normally name. And I'm not going to say they're one of the best, because I don't believe any of them are the best. I believe they're all very needed. They're all the best. The Howards, the Hamptons, the Morehouses, the Wilberforces, you know, every HBCU, I believe, Allen, Benedict, they're very needed. They're all very important. But I don't want something like this to affect Howard in such a way that it affects other HBCUs, because they're already trying to dismantle that anyway. That's all I'm going to say.
Any final thoughts, Whitney or Haley, so we can move on to Savvy News?
Yeah, I do. I read this story earlier. Me and Whitney was talking about this. So there's a few things I just don't understand, because y'all know I work in higher ed and stuff like that.
Right.
What is killing me is that I know those administrators knew. Because when you read, like, the writings or whatever, he was a student worker. Now, y'all also know I'm a professional student. So I've been in school for a minute, right? So I worked at the
institute. She's a professional student.
Yes. And so I've been a student worker before. You should not have access to that kind of stuff. You shouldn't be able to approve or deny anybody's financial situation. Like, he shouldn't have even had access to that. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, there's other administrators in that office. So really, that's who everybody needs to be going for. Yeah, what he did was wrong, but you're a professional in that setting.
Yep.
Why are you not checking and seeing what's going on? And it was talking about, like, some of the scholarships, I guess, that he got approved for that he did himself was, like, $65,000. Nobody noticed
right.
that? like nobody thought that was odd. No, I'm not going for that.
Exactly.
And then also, kind of like Evie was talking about, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about HBCUs and other minority-serving institutions. A lot of people in higher ed today do not see a reason for these institutions to still be here today, whether that's tribal colleges or HBCUs or HSIs or anything else. And so when I see this kind of stuff, it's just like, I know that HBCUs are already struggling with funding, any other kind of support, and just everything in general. So for this to be as well-known as it is now, I just think is really disheartening. Yeah. And then also, exactly. It's just like, you stealing from your community as well. Like, what
Thank
are
you.
You doing? Like, college is so expensive, period. Whether you go into a Howard or, you know, a small regional institution, like, it's expensive. And so it's just like, you're making it that much harder for these other students to go through and finish what they came to do because you want to play. And then also, dude was studying law. So I'm just like, I know you know. And you really thought you was just going to get away with this? As I just don't like him. It's a mess. It's a mess.
You go ahead, Wendy.
No, I can't say anything behind either one of them. Like, that was, that's good. That's it. Like, I agree with both, with everything they both said. It's just a hot mess.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say is, Roland Martin, you Tootsie Roll Al, that was a terrible interview. I mean, you got it. He got it, some of it, because he lied and said, well, they didn't give me all that $400,000 in one setting. Duh, dude, you've been there like 4 years. They gave you $100,000. You took $100,000 a year.
7 years.
Yeah, seven.
7 years? Well, he took 4 years worth of $400,000. That's what it said in the thing from, like, what was it, 2013 to 2017. It was money missing. It was some other guy that got $100,000. So, him, I think he was the one that got the most out of it, out of the million. That was embezzled. He got $429,000, and then the other guy, the financial aid director, he got $100,000. That's what it reported on this article. Yeah, they was mad lying in there, and then the other dude couldn't say summa cum laude. I'm like, I ain't even a graduate. I can say the word. How you a lawyer and can't say the word? Stop it. He's like, summa cum. He's like, what was it that you got? I was like, really, nigga? He was like, he got a 4.0 in school, and he graduate, what'd you say, Simba from what? Lion King? Simba from Lion King. What'd you say it was? Summa cum laude. He couldn't even say it. I was like, get out of here. All y'all lying. But yeah, we're going on Savvy News. Layla Hathaway on Question of Supreme, man. So underrated. Did y'all listen to it? I'm still like 20 minutes into it, so I haven't finished all of it, but man. She's so underrated as a singer and musician.
I gotta
finish listening to it. Oh yeah, Savvy News, 5 Stone, new documentary. Definitely gonna watch that because I watched the one on Unsung. It was all right. I wish they would have got more details into stuff, more into before they got to the 80s. I wish they would have got more into the 70s, but. It was okay, so hopefully they'll get more in detail in his new documentary. I'm looking forward to it. Y'all listen to Sly Stone, Whitney, and Haley? Y'all up on set of music?
Uh-uh.
You're like, uh-uh. You need to learn something. That's why you would learn how to preach. If you listen to Sly Stone, you learn how to appreciate Prince.
Okay.
Youngin.
That ship has sailed.
Oh, hey.
No, it ain't. You need to learn something.
This is a funny thing. Go ahead, Easy. You ask them if they listen to Sly Stone. And she said no. But everybody listens to Sly Stone. You just don't know it. His influence have been so prevalent that everybody, you know, he's timeless. Timeless.
Yeah, shout out to Sly Stone out here. Yeah, his birthday passed too.
And he's still living. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's still with us. So, yeah, we celebrate. Sly Stone is one of my top 5 musicians of all time. We get to the story. This I was trying to move past this because I want y'all to think I was the heathen. But we're exposing. EB brought this story to the show of this 102-year-old lady says she takes a daily shot of Hennessy and says she's staying healthy. So,
yes.
Okay.
What y'all think of that?
Because
I'm here for that.
True. Yes.
Hey, the Queen of England. She takes. She takes like three. She has like 3-4 drinks a day. Like she got a scheduled cocktail every hour. So and the Queen of England is like 179. So she's a little bit older than us. I have to think sometimes. Damn, you still here with us? Cause you've been here a long time. Y'all know that lady racist. I don't care about making these Queen of England jokes. She's racist. You see that statement she made when she said that when Prince Harry's marrying Meghan Markle, she ain't had nothing good. She didn't give, oh, my darling, you know, Grant, she didn't give none of that. She's like, here's this black girl. Congratulations. She didn't do that with Prince Will and his wife, Prince William and Katie or whatever the hell her name is. She had all nice things to say about the Caucasian in-law. She had nothing to say about the black one. Like, oh, here she is. That one over there. Congratulations. Fuck that old lady. I don't care. But what else is in these news? Oh, yeah, savvy news. Y'all know it's true. I ain't making up that. Y'all can read the report for yourself. I'll pull it up. If I had time to pull it up, I'll tell y'all about it with the Queen of England. She didn't give nothing. Didn't give no great verbs to describe. But she's like, congratulations. That was pretty much what she said, that black one over there. Y'all know she said that. That was the interpretation of
the Los Chante movie on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still got 26 minutes left watching that movie. I was trying to finish it. I was like, we didn't cut it. I was thinking about, I had 26 minutes left. Listen, I can't drive and watch it at the same time. I didn't have time to watch it this week. I was trying to watch it earlier. I was like, man, this is good. I'm at the part with the, after the part with the mama.
I ain't seen it yet.
Oh, my bad. It's good so far.
Did anybody see it?
I'm going to say Nia Long and Mahershala Ali. Those are actors, people, who deserve all of the accolades because they are doing the Lord's work out here on screen.
Yeah, Nia Long had me cracking up in the beginning, though. I was cracking up. But I was messing up. I just want to tell one part, though. One spoiler alert. What did y'all think when that scene, whenever she had all that money and was talking about buying that house? I was like, yo, they about
to. You that's when I was ready to break my phone because I was watching.
Don't give him that envelope because they y'all not buying that house. If you give them that envelope.
Don't never give nobody your whole.
So
we
just gonna tell.
Yes, I'm sorry, because this one, people, if you're listening out there right now, forget the movie, this is life. If you listen right now, you'll never give old dude your money.
Listen, that dude she was with, I would put him back in my college days.
Yeah, it's that serious. I'm sorry. I had to let people know. Don't do that.
No, that dude that she was with in the movie, I was like, back in my college days, you call them dudes old dude. That's you don't even keep their name in your phone. Like, that's the kind of dude she was with. Like, when his name come up on the phone, that's like old dude. And that you don't give that dude none of your money. I was like, girl, you hustling backwards out here. What you doing out here? You ain't even married to this dude. That threw me off from the beginning. I was like, I ain't never giving no dude no money I ain't married to. You lost your mind. To buy a house? What was they doing in there? What was going on?
She said she was having to do to save that money. You know, like, come on.
I didn't realize it was that much money. I thought it was, like, lower than that. You know,
A down payment.
Like, no, you don't even live there like that. Got maybe 2-4 outfits at her house. And you'll get that dude your money, but I digress. But yeah, man, she was real smart in that movie. Everything was, how much you gonna give me for that? I was like, damn girl, she's about her money. She's like, how much you gonna give me for that? How much is it? I'm like, damn, she's always on the hustle.
It was real smart, though. I know she, yeah. It's like 26 minutes left. What can happen in 26 minutes? You act like it's like a big grand door that I'm going to miss or something. I think majority of the movie is, so far, it's so good. But we're going to move on to, what else we got on these news? This news I just saw earlier, it says 26, this is a Vanity Fair article. It says 26 women of color diversified tech. It says they raised over $1 million in outside capital. So that's a big deal. And compared to the stock world of all these white men that pretty much have all the capital and that, for them to like be doing that, it's pretty cool. And all of them is like, they all located in Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is becoming one of those places in California that's becoming real big in the tech world. So that's savvy news. I thought that was savvy news. And I think my last savvy news is Snoop Dogg's Bible of Love album. It's pretty good so far. I'm on like maybe the 9th track, but so far it's pretty good. I like it. The Faith Evans song is probably one of my favorites so far. I think I haven't listened to it all the way because I keep repeating that song. That song is so good. I love it. But yes, it was a lot of people criticizing again, like y'all Facebook cousins, man, they need to get caught back in at Wendy's and leave us alone because didn't nobody ask for y'all opinions on why Snoop is doing gospel music. Don't nobody care about that. That shit bang. I don't give a shit. That gospel album is lit. And y'all can caught back in at y'all jobs and stay mad because ain't nothing wrong with what he doing. Y'all let y'all cousins dump they cigarette ashtrays on y'all Bibles every Sunday and y'all say nothing. All y'all little nieces and nephews use y'all Bibles as drink coasters. So they'll be talking about Uncle Snoop. So Snoop is out here doing the Lord's work.
Oh, here it comes.
He tried.
Y'all know it's true. Y'all kids be using y'all Bibles as drink coasters. They put their juicy juice on it. And y'all acting like y'all read the Bible. Y'all don't read the Bible like that. Stop it. Y'all kids use your Bibles as drink coasters. Stop it.
Help her, Lord.
Snoop kind of stole my idea because I was thinking about doing a gospel rap album. It was going to be called I Go to Church, But I Smoke Weed.
We need to end this show because I'm not.
We got to do this. If you ready, play these songs. We got to do this. The movie soundtrack. We don't like. We got like 10-15 minutes to do this movie soundtrack list. I got this. We moving on to the topic is the top 10 movie soundtracks. I got mine. We just gonna list them off real quick. But Will got these clips of the movies. We're going to play this one real quick. I think this one's in my list. I'm trying to find my list in my top 10. I think I got a solid 10. But if Will's ready, play that Boomerang real quick. These clips ain't that long. So we're going to knock these out real quick. But yeah, go ahead and play that Boomerang. That's one of my top favorite movies right there, Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, Halle Berry. Will, you got it ready?
That's why we got little Junior over there.
Here we go.
Bang, 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 bang. Must you embarrass me in front of my friends on every possible occasion?
Now see that? That's your son. Private school got him off today like that.
Yeah, man. Chill. It's your father. Mr. Jackson. Angela made this meal. It wasn't me. I can't take credit for it. It was Angela.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Good pick, Junior.
Daddy, I told you that Angela and I are just friends.
Mm-hmm. Just friend, huh?
All right, we're back.
Just friend. And he cracked me up the way he was eating while I say that. He's like, why do you have to eat like that? He's cracking me up. His comedy skills.
That man is hilarious.
Actor John Witherspoon is one of the best. He's just eating.
Yeah.
Just putting up. Sucking his feet. Oh, my God. We didn't. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, yeah. We got to do the list. I'm going to knock mine out real quick so we don't run out of time. Hopefully, we'll get the next clip. What's the next one we got pulled up? What's the next clip you had before we do? We're going to do our list real quick before you pull up the next one. Then we're just going to keep playing the clip. So
What was the next one? What was the name of it?
It's Soul Food.
Yeah. Oh, that was DB's pick.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back. Go and do your thing.
Okay. Y'all list your top 10 real quick. I got mine listed right here, but y'all go ahead. Whoever want to go first. Everybody got their list ready?
Okay, y'all, I got mine.
Oh, go ahead.
Top 10 soundtracks of all time, guys. Claudine, that was Gladys Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Sparkle, that was all Aretha Franklin. Superfly, that was all Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield produced all of those. But then there's Waiting to Exhale, there's Boomerang, there's Soul Food, there's Love Jones, there's the Batman soundtrack that Prince did the whole thing for.
Oh, yeah.
The Strictly Business soundtrack, which was the first time we heard Mary J. Blige. That was her introduction to the world. There was the Brown Sugar soundtrack, and then I got a bonus with the Have Plenty soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Pretty lit. And I had to stand corrected because I said that was one of the worst movies. I said in the show that I took it back because it wasn't that bad. I watched it. I think it was Paul, Hill Harper was in the movie. That's why I said it was a bad movie. But, yeah, the soundtrack is lit. It's always been lit because that Erykah Badu, Yayo, and Faith Evans, we get to play it on the show, Tears Away. That's my jam right there. Y'all need to get into it. That's my joint. But my top 10, list it off real quick, Boomerang, it's all mixed up. Boomerang, Dead Presidents, Bodyguard, Waiting to Excel, Thin Line Between Love and Hate, New Jack City, Car Wash, The Wood. I'm trying to think. I thought I listed my other two. I'm trying to think. It was a 70s movie. I think Shaft. I put that on there because Isaac Hayes has produced that whole thing, instructed in The Wiz. That's it.
Damn right.
That's my list. That's my list. That's it. Did y'all, Whitney,
Haley,
y'all have a list?
Yeah, but I ain't got 10. I only got 3. Okay, so two that are just like, okay, you know, regular is Waiting to Exhale and Brown Sugar. But the number one of all time that really matters is Love and Basketball. I mean, there's nothing.
I mean, it was
all
right.
Okay.
Y'all, you say Waiting to Exhale.
It was good. No, it was good. It was good. That was fun. It was really good. But yeah, Whitney, what you got before we pull up? We'll pull up this clip. What's your top?
So I wasn't really into soundtracks like that. I actually had to look.
What?
Me neither.
You was around when they was talking.
I was, but what's
I was expecting Haley to say that.
What? Okay, too,
but no. Because I kind of forgot about Love and Basketball. She's like the biggest Love and Basketball fan.
You bought
early 2000s.
I know.
Listen, that was the last.
I know.
2000s. Yo, the old ones I listed, those was all bomb. Like, everybody, like, those were, they actually had hit songs from those songs in particular, like Car Wash, like Rolls Royce, like, all those were hits. New Jack City, all hits. The Thin Line Between Love and Hate, all hits off there. Wait to Tell, all the hits, like Aretha Franklin had the
hits. Yeah, that one was a
Whitney
good one.
Houston,
that one was.
Whitney Houston had the hits, Mary J. Blige, all of them. And Babyface produced the whole soundtrack. That was when, and Dead Presidents, it had all the great 70s records on there. It was amazing. But we got the Soul Food clip pulled up. This was EB's favorite. So it was ready. You play this clip.
I felt that Terry and Miles could pay for everything, and then maybe we could pay you all back in installments or something.
Don't you start running that game on me again. What, do you expect me to bail Lem out of jail, too?
Now, come on, Terry. Lem doesn't have anything to do with this, okay?
How we can pay for Mama's bills is by selling the big house.
What? We are not selling the house.
Mama and Daddy saved their whole life for that house, Terry. We can't even agree on anything as small as Sunday dinners. Nobody's paying for the taxes or the utilities except me. And now we can finally put Uncle Pete in a home like we've been talking about for years.
We are not putting Uncle Pete in a home. Mama would kill us.
You are tripping. I'm selling the house.
You're not selling the house.
I am the guardian of her estate. That means I make the decisions.
Come on now, Terry. Listen to what they're saying, all right? Your mama worked hard to keep that house in the family. For everyone. For you and your family.
Oh, fuck the family! The family? I love the family. family in my house. You know what? The family fucked my husband.
Ooh.
Yeah, Faith fucked my husband.
My God. Terry.
And what are you going to say, huh?
Terry.
Terry, what?
Can we talk about this?
Can we talk about what? Fuck you! Don't talk about this! Fuck you!
Dang.
Just a little bit.
One of the greatest scenes of all time.
Yeah. I don't know why that's your favorite scene out of all.
I'm trying to say it.
Faith, F the family.
That is the most quoted line, though. I stand corrected because people say Faith,
she lost her mind at the end. You can stop
it,
Will. Vanessa Williams is doing her good acting.
All right. I'm speaking. If we going down, we going down all together. All right.
Yeah,
oh no!
Oh, yeah, if you just play those two, we gonna knock this out because the other ones ain't that long. If we just play these clips, and after we play these clips, we'll end the show after we come back. But these next ones, if you get Dead Presidents pulled up, this is a scene I was telling y'all about when we was doing the top 10 movies. It's only a minute long, but this whole scene right here has me dying. When Keith David be talking, this is after they take the money. From the depository or whatever, and they're trying to divide it up. It's only a minute long, and Will got pulled up. This is one of my favorite scenes in this movie.
I'm working overtime here. I think I need a raise.
Yeah, man. You're going to get a raise.
Yeah.
Play the clips, though, so we can end the show.
Promises. I understand.
we got to get to the people what's going on.
Okay.
Keith David is one of the top best in this movie, and Dead President.
Okay.
It's one of my top favorite movies.
All right, just hold on one second. You know, Q-Lynn, we need to talk off air because I get a feeling I'm underpaid here. Okay.
You underpaid? Listen, that ain't...
Get your money, Will. Get your money.
That's right, you know. Q-Lynn sit back and Evie, you know this. She barks out orders out of Oklahoma. You know,
barking out orders. Listen, you didn't talk to him about that. This was his idea. Don't put all the listen. Evie, you ain't saying that. Listen, you didn't have my back because it wasn't even my idea to bring these video clips in. You just don't want to listen to the show. You want to block this up? You didn't have my back.
This is all I'm going to say. I'm going to say that Dansby Sturdivant,
you know what? I just want to play these last three clips, and we'll end the show of Dead Presidents and A Low Down Dirty Shame because these are my favorite movie clips, and if Will's ready, sir, that's underpaid with Dead Presidents, just play the first scene of this clip, if you got it ready.
Bear with us, because, you know, Q-Lynn, I have to screen everything before you give it to us, you know how that is. All right.
Oh, yeah. They do got cussing in it, my bad.
Uh-huh.
That's all right, they know that. So I just want to show my favorite part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
I understand.
My favorite part of the movie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Let's do it.
Your chunky ass really messed up out there. Don't blame me for your fuck-ups.
I told Anthony I didn't want nothing to do with a crazy, devil-filled junkie.
What?
You listening to me? Look at him. Oh, shit.
Now say some more shit. I knock your ass right back down, fake ass wannabe preaching no members having motherfucker.
Won't y'all stop acting like some fucking clowns? You know, you niggas sure is silly.
Now, you're standing here fighting, and we got over $300,000 worth of cold, hard, unmarked U.S. cash to split up five ways. Let me tell you something. Now, you make me lose count again. I'm going to shoot me a motherfucker, and then we're going to be splitting this thing up four ways, yeah?
That's my favorite part.
Man, I can't believe this. It's going to burn all this shit. All this shit. And a nigga can't even find a job.
Well, that's Uncle Sam for you, baby. Money to burn.
Money to burn. I love the way you say that. You can cut it. That's it. You can cut it. You cut it, Will. That's why I'm
right. Yeah, I should have cut it a long time ago. Hey, I hope.
No, it's just funny. You can't deny how funny that scene is right there.
Yeah, you know.
You only threw one mother effer out there.
I loved it. I love the laughing joke too. But you know, we got sponsors. I hope they're still with us.
Sponsors. Listen, we gotta have Listen, they ain't really me cussing in
this
video clip, so
that attendance
don't count.
So, we're going to need new ones, Q-Lin. It's on you.
If you get the... Is that all the clips we can play, or can we play those last two? Because we done after that.
You know...
We can do our wrap-up, and then you can play those clips.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Oh, my goodness. You know,
I'll end the rest of the show. This is Soul Savage Radio, people.
No.
Y'all, as told by her brand, Whitney and Haley, y'all plug, let the people know where they can find you at on social media.
You can find me at as told by her _. I almost forgot. Sorry.
It's crazy, huh?
All that, and what's y'all savvy heathen talk?
I'm still salty with the lady at the school today. I tried to go buy a smoothie and gave her my ID because I have a meal plan still, and she tried to tell me that it wasn't me on my ID. Now, mind you, it's all of, like, 20 black folks that go to OSU. What you mean? Like, whose ID do you need to use to get this smoothie? So, yeah, I'm still trying to get over that.
What's the title?
I don't know. She work at the little calf.
The lady at the calf, that's my savvy. He's talking trash for not giving my cousin for checking for her ID. That's my savvy. He's talking. What's the rest of y'all savvy? He's talking. And let them play these clips so we can go. Y'all ain't got no more.
I'm so mad at Q Lynn for eating them wings last week because I've been wanting wings since then.
They were so good.
Backing all hot in the mic.
It was real good. I was starving.
I know.
I saved all my cutting calories. But and they was delicious.
And
had vegan ice cream.
Burning her lips, too.
Yeah, I was like, I threw everybody off when I did that. Because I was like, God damn, these hot ones.
Yeah.
Burn my damn lips. They were so good, but I couldn't stop eating them.
Well, I didn't feel sorry for you.
I know you didn't. Y'all never feel bad for me on this show. Y'all like, yes, she deserves it. That's what you get. That's what I'm glad I wasn't on Facebook Live or something or Instagram Live while I was eating them, because they've been like, what is wrong with you, man? But you said you seen Low Down Dirty Shame, haven't you, Whitney?
Yeah, it's been a minute, but I've seen it.
Haley, have you finally watched it yet?
Y'all know I ain't seen that.
Listen, these are the funniest clips from that movie. If Will got it pulled up, just play those two back to back. A Low Down Dirty Shame movie. These are the funniest clips. You can hear it right now. So, Will, if you're ready, just play these two and we out.
You
got to
read this article.
I sure do.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Looking at me like you want to take a pitch.
Pages. Why do you read that nonsense?
Because it's informative.
Informative? Oh, yeah, right. Let's see here. I bet you everything in here is a lie. Arsenio Hall gets butt reduction. Huh. Page 2. Got a monkey here named Bobo that gets tax tips from aliens. Real informative.
Excuse me. I have you know that I saved $100 last year, okay?
And if you weren't so close-minded, maybe you could learn a little something.
Like?
You know how you're afraid of dogs?
See, let's stop right there. I don't like dogs. I'm not afraid of them. Big difference. Hand me that toast.
Oh, so now you're going front. Now, if I remember correctly, there was a certain somebody who jumped on top of my grandmother's dining room table when I brought down her little tiny puppy named Taffy.
No, see, now Taffy should have been named Damien. That dog was possessed. I think I saw his head spin around and green shit come flying out of his mouth.
Anyway, it says in here that if you sing James Brown songs, dogs will not attack.
Yeah, well, James Brown tried that shit with the state troopers and you saw what happened to him.
Whatever.
What's he cooking? It smells good in here.
Sausages. Want one?
No.
More beef on?
I like cooking when I'm dealing with
you. You know what you're missing, Shane? Wayman sure can burn.
It's through his stomach. He don't.
Yeah, well, he's trying keeping his head away from the stove while he's burning.
Oh, no, he didn't. Miss Peaches?
Shane, now I told you, he is very sensitive about his hair.
He should be. Look like Woodstock on a little peroxide crazy.
Oh, well, you just seemed to have a problem with it last night when you was running your fingers through a sharpshooter.
Hey, man, I ain't touch you.
Oh, no, don't go get your boxes into a bunch just because you was cruising in your sleep last night and started speeding.
Okay, that's it.
Hold it! Now, hold up. I got to go to the post office, okay? Now, do you think you can manage to get along for 10 minutes while I'm gone?
Oh, I'm cool, Peter.
Hey, you tell little Richard to stay away from me.
That's my part.
Oh, Peaches, are you going to the post office? Can you please stop by the store and give me a box of relaxer and make sure that it says Ma. Last time you got me super, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
It's one more. This is the funniest one. I forgot how long it is, but we at the end of the show. It's supposed to have his radio.
You know,
5-7 Pacific. Oh, go ahead, Will.
We were at the show a long time ago. Okay. Anyway, okay. This is Low Down Dirty Shame also, right?
Yes.
Okay. All
That's
right.
That's the funniest one right here.
Let's see what we have.
This the one with Wayman when Shane goes to his job and he trying to find that girl and he ain't trying to help him. And then he messed up his situation. He got going on. He's getting ready to sit there joking with his boyfriend, trying to make it seem like they were dating.
I'm about to go to lunch, and I'm not a vegetarian, so fish is not on
the
menu.
This is a big thing.
Yoo-hoo, Wayman. Hey, Lord. I'm
starving.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Who's this? It's Bernard. What's wrong with you?
D. Bernard?
Yeah.
It's me.
Homewrecker, he's with me.
What? I can't believe you just did that.
You are my stuff and you know it. Don't even try it.
He's lying. Don't believe him, Bernard. Don't believe him.
Oh, you did not say that last night when we was in bed together, girl.
You slept with him. You slut. Bernard.
Save your tears, honey. You've never had a chance. Cough is good with cream, but better when it's black.
Don't you... Ever call me again. And you, Mr. Coffee, if you'd like some steamed milk with your double espresso, I'm your man.
But not, I'm sorry. I promise I'll call you. Shane, why did you do that?
Now look, you work with me and I'll call him and tell him it was a joke. Here's what she looks like.
That's it. Don't it make you want to watch the movie now, Haley?
Yeah, sure.
What did you say, no?
No, that ain't what I said.
That was toast. No.
They start laughing.
Healy. Whitney.
This is one of my top movies of all time, and it's hilarious. This man, we have this. So 70s radio, man. Oh. Make y'all tuning in. This is Haley's last time on here because she don't respect greatness in movies or things. I don't know what's wrong with her. Something's wrong with her.
Oh,
we ain't gonna play the What's Wrong With You game, huh? Because that is a continuous thing. Something's Wrong With You. That is the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
90s movie of all time. Music thing tonight was movie soundtracks. We're gonna get these cracking off for y'all. Yeah, we have to end the show. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Whitney, for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time.
Welcome.
I'm just joking, y'all. She's gonna come back on. She always
exactly.
gets people hyped up on this show.
Right.
She'll come back on. I'm just playing. Yeah, we at the end of the show, man. Those are my, man, movie soundtracks was popping back in the day. I don't care. I still listen to them. But yeah, we at the end of the show. Make sure y'all tune in 5 to 7 Pacific time every Friday, 7 to 9 Central time, 8 to 10 Eastern time. And we out! I don't know what song he's going to play next. I don't know if it's the Faith Evans or the Jill Scott joint. We out, y'all. We out.